Welcome to the deep dive. Ever feel like your digital life is maybe a bit scattered?
Oh, definitely.
You know, calendar in one app, contacts somewhere else. Maybe your to-do lists are hiding across like three different platforms.
Yeah, he get overwhelming fast trying to get a clear picture of your schedule or just find a phone number quickly. That can be a real pain.
Right. That's exactly why today we're diving into a tool called Radical.
Radical. Okay.
Think of it as maybe a way to create a central sort of home base for your calendars and contacts. Bring some order to the chaos, you know?
Mm-hmm. And this deep dive is really for you, the listener, if you've maybe thought there has to be an easier way. But the whole idea of setting up some complicated server just, well, makes you want to run for the hills.
Exactly. Yeah. So our goal today is pretty simple. Give you a beginner-friendly look at what Radical actually is.
What it's all about, basically.
Before we jump in, though, this deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. SafeServer provides hosting solutions and supports your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Great. So, yeah, our mission today is just to give you that clear picture. What is Radical? What can it do, you know, at a basic level? No super technical stuff needed.
Just the essentials to help you figure out if it might be something useful for you.
Right.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Radical, it doesn't really sound like my normal calendar app, does it? So what is it exactly?
You're right. It's not an app you like open up and interact with directly on your phone or computer in the same way. It's actually a server.
A server, okay.
Yeah, think of it like the engine humming away behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Its job is to store your calendar events, your contact info, and make that information available to your other apps.
Ah, okay. So it's like the hidden foundation that my regular calendar app or my contacts app can then talk to.
Precisely. Its main function is to act as what are called CallDAV and CardV servers.
CallDAV, CardDAV.
Yeah, CallDAV is basically the standard language, the protocol that calendar apps and to-do list apps use to talk to a server. You know, saving appointments, retrieving tasks. And CardDAV does the exact same thing, but for your contacts, names, numbers, emails, all that stuff. Think of them like universal translators for your schedule and address book.
Okay. CallDAV for calendars, CardDAV for contacts. Makes sense. So how does that help me, like, simplify my digital life?
Well, because Radical speaks these universal languages, it means it can share your calendars and contacts with pretty much any app or device that also speaks CallDAV or CardDAV.
And lots of them do.
Oh, yeah. Tons of them do. It can even share things through basic web protocols like HTTP. Plus, it's not just for simple appointments. You can store events, to-dos, even journal entries, detailed digital business cards, all in that one central spot.
Okay, now this is where it gets interesting for beginners like me. What's the easy part? What makes Radical approachable?
Well, one of the best things, I think, is that it's really designed to work out of the box for the basics. The developers made a real effort, so you don't need to wade through, like, tons of complicated setup menus or config files just to get the core thing running. You can get a basic system going pretty fast.
That sounds like a huge plus. Anything else that makes it easier for someone who's maybe not a, you know, tech guru?
Yeah, the way it actually stores your information is also really straightforward. It just uses a simple folder structure.
Yeah.
Right there on your computer's file system.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike some, let's say, bigger server solutions that might use complex databases that are kind of like a black box, with Radical, you can actually see the files. It feels more transparent. You know.
Ah, so my data isn't locked away in some mysterious digital vault. I like the sound of that.
Exactly. And maybe most importantly for beginners, it's compatible with loads of calendar and contact apps you probably already use.
Oh, really? Like which ones?
Well, for example, on Android, there's a really popular app called Davicarone. Works great with Radical.
Mm-hmm.
And on your computer, if you use, say, Thunderbird for email,
yeah,
the Lightning Calendar add-on and the Cardbook Contacts add-on can connect right up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are you might not even need to learn a whole new set of apps.
Oh, that's fantastic. Not having to switch apps is a huge barrier removed, isn't it? And I think I read something about a quick start guide.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The documentation has this simple 5-minute setup tutorial. It covers Linux, BSD systems, and Windows.
5 minutes. Seriously?
For the basic local setup, yeah. It really shows how quickly you can get something running on your own machine just to try it out, see if it fits what you need. Mm-hmm. It makes it really easy to just sort of dip your toes in.
Okay. Okay. So it's a server. It's relatively easy to get started. But what can I actually do with it day to day? What's the core benefit?
The biggest thing is centralizing everything. So imagine you add an appointment using your calendar app on your laptop.
Right.
Because that app is talking to your Radical server that same appointment instantly shows up on your phone's calendar app, too. Everything stays in sync across all your devices.
Ah, okay, so no more, oh, I added that on my computer but forgot it didn't sync to my phone.
Exactly. No more missing things because one device wasn't updated. It keeps everything consistent.
That alone sounds pretty useful. What about sharing things with, like, other people, my partner or colleagues?
Radical can be set up for that too, yeah. You can configure it for network access so you could share specific calendars or contact lists with others.
Okay.
We probably won't dive deep into the network setup today, just to keep things beginner-focused. But the capability is definitely there if your needs grow. It offers that flexibility.
Gotcha. So primarily for syncing my own stuff easily, but with the potential for sharing later. And where does all my, you know, valuable information actually live?
It lives right on your own computer or wherever you choose to run the Radical server. It stores your calendar events, your contact details as standard data files.
Like text files or something?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
In that simple folder structure we mentioned, it uses standard formats like iCalendar for events and vCard for contacts. This gives you a lot of control over your own data.
Control is good. What about keeping it safe, secure?
Right. Radical does have basic security features built in. You can set it up to require usernames and passwords so only authorized people can access it. That's called authentication. And it also supports using TLS. That's the same tech that makes websites secure with HTTPS. It creates like an encrypted tunnel between your apps and the server, keeping your data private as it travels back and forth.
All right, so basic protection is there. Good. I'm feeling less intimidated now.
Yeah.
What are the absolute first steps conceptually to get this thing running, just to try it?
Well, the very first thing is usually making sure you have Python installed.
Python, the programming language.
Yeah, Radical is written in Python, so it needs that environment to run. Many computers, especially Linux and Mac OS, already have it. If not, installing it is usually pretty straightforward.
Okay, Python first, then what?
Then installing Radical itself is often just a single command you type into your computer's command line or terminal. Something simple like pip install Radical.
Command line. Still sounds a bit scary to me.
Huh. I know it can seem that way. But honestly, those 5-minute tutorials, they guide you step by step. It's more like following a simple recipe than doing complex coding.
Okay, like a recipe. I can do that.
And for that initial testing phase, the tutorial usually focuses on setting it up to run just on localhost.
Localhost?
Think of it as your computer's private internal network address. It means Radical is only accessible on the machine it's running on, like testing an engine in your garage before driving it on the street.
Ah, I see. So it's safe for just trying things out.
Exactly. It lets you experiment without exposing anything to the wider internet.
And can I, like, see it? Is there an interface?
Yes. The standard setup usually gives you a very basic web page. You can access it in your web browser by typing an address like http.localhost.5232.
Okay.
And the tutorial even mentions that for this simple localhost test, you can often log in with any username and password just to click around and see how it feels.
Wait, any password? That doesn't sound very secure.
It's not. And they are very clear about that it's only for that initial private localhost testing. You absolutely need to configure proper security before using it more widely. But it makes that first login super easy just to explore.
Got it. Just for kicking the tires, basically. So, stepping back a bit, why might someone like our listener, who's just trying to get organized, find this Radical idea genuinely interesting?
Well, I think if you're just a bit curious about how your digital stuff actually works behind the curtain, Radical offers a pretty clear window into that.
Instead of just using the app and not knowing what happens?
Right. You get a little glimpse into the server side, how things connect. It can lead to those satisfying aha moments, you know. Understanding the flow of your own information.
Yeah, I can see the appeal there, like finally understanding a bit about how your car's engine works, even if you aren't planning on becoming a mechanic.
Exactly. And also, for anyone feeling just, well, overwhelmed by having their info spread across so many different apps and cloud services.
Which is probably a lot of us.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Radical offers a path towards maybe simplifying things, bringing it back under your control. It's relatively lightweight compared to some big, complex server software. Helps avoid that info overload feeling.
Okay, makes sense. Let's try and wrap this up then. What's the key thing someone should take away about Radical if they're just hearing about it now?
I'd say the main thing is, Radical is a simple but still powerful tool that can act as your own personal hub for calendars and contacts. It puts you more in control of where your data lives and can really streamline managing it across all your different devices.
And critically, it's not some crazy complex thing that only tech experts can handle, right?
Exactly. The basic setup is designed to be beginner-friendly. You can try it out without a massive time investment or needing deep technical skills.
And it can grow with you if you need more later.
Precisely. It has the flexibility for more advanced configurations if you eventually decide you want them, but you don't need that complexity up front.
So really, it's a good starting point for taking a bit more ownership of your digital organization.
Absolutely. So maybe a final thought for you, the listener. Think about all the different places your schedule and contacts live right now. Could a central system, like Radical, maybe offer you a more unified, less scattered approach? What could be the real benefits for you of having that data in one place, truly under your control?
Definitely something to chew on. Great stuff. And a big thank you once again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive into digital organization. For reliable hosting and assistance with your digital transformation, remember to check out www.safeserver.de.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, everyone.